In Audio presents Captured by Indians, written by Mary Rowlandson, read by Carrington McDuffie.
On the 10th of February, 1675, came the Indians with great numbers upon Lancaster. The first coming was about sunrising. Hearing the noise of some guns, we looked out. Several houses were burning, and the smoke ascending to heaven. There were five persons taken in one house, the father and the mother, and a sucking child they knocked on the head. The other two they took and carried away alive. There were two others, who being out of their garrison upon some occasion, were set upon. One was knocked on the head, the other escaped. Another there was, who running along was shot and wounded and fell down. He begged of them his life, promising them money, as they told me, but they would not hearken to him, but knocked him on the head, stripped him naked, and split open his bowels. Another, seeing many of the Indians about his barn, ventured and went out, but was quickly shot down. There were three others belonging to the same garrison who were killed. The Indians, getting up upon the roof of the barn, had advantage to shoot down upon them over their fortification. Thus these murderous wretches went on, burning and destroying before them. At length they came and beset our own house, and quickly it was the dolefulest day that ever mine eyes saw. The house stood upon the edge of a hill. Some of the Indians got behind the hill, others into the barn, and others behind anything that would shelter them, from all which places they shot against the house, so that the bullets seemed to fly like hail, and quickly they wounded one man among us, then another, and then a third. About 2 hours, according to my observation in that amazing time, they had been about the house before they could prevail to fire it, which they did with flax and hemp which they brought out of the barn, and there being no